Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
We have the latest on a new COVID outbreak at NXT. Plus, WrestleMania 37 ticket sales have been postponed. And an injured Raw star makes their in-ring return. For Tuesday, March the 16th, 2021, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News. 12 months since the first Monday Night Raw of the pandemic era, we are getting news this morning of a new COVID outbreak, this time within NXT. To tell us more, here's Cultaholic.com's Mitch Wadden. So, Mitch, what do we know this morning?
Well, a new report dropped overnight from Fightful Select that says that this Wednesday's NXT broadcast has been compromised because of fear of a COVID-19 outbreak after some form of event or meeting last Thursday. Now, at this event, there was reportedly quite a few WWE Performance Center trainees also there. The report goes on to suggest that quite a few people at the event were not taking the proper precautions, social distancing and the like. And as a result, quite a few talent have been told to quarantine and others have just been completely pulled from the show.
Now, you said there's talent been pulled from the show. We mentioned that tonight's NXT taping has been compromised. We don't know the extent of who has been affected by this, but what are some of the matches that could be compromised tonight, Mitch?
Well, NXT have advertised three matches and an angle for the Wednesday night card, and Dexter Lumis and Austin Theory, Leon Ruff versus Swerve Scott, Imperium versus Tommaso Ciampa and Timothy Thatcher. And LA Knight was also meant to be making his NXT debut. But at a time of recording, Tom, the only one of these that is still being advertised on WWE.com is Lumis and Theory, which maybe suggests the other others are not happening. We don't know that for sure, but you know, only one of those is currently being advertised.
Mitch, this isn't the first time that NXT has been affected by a mass COVID outbreak like this, is it?
No. WWE in general have dealt with several waves of positive tests previously. I mean, we can go all the way back to last year's WrestleMania when, you know, COVID-19 first started on a global scale. But reportedly, 30 individuals tested positive at the PC back in June. Several WWE personalities publicly noted that they had COVID-19 around that time. Later on in the year, in a SmackDown taping in August was cut short. There was a bit of a wave at the Performance Center in September as well. And then there was more problems around NXT in October, around time of Halloween Havoc. So there's been plenty of times when WWE have dealt with COVID-19 outbreaks. And this just seems to be the latest one.
My thanks to Mitch Wadden from Cultaholic.com for the latest on the new COVID outbreak within NXT. There's other stuff that is happening within the world of the Black and Gold brand this week. PW Insider saying that several WWE sources have confirmed the first NXT episode following WrestleMania 37 is scheduled to be held and broadcast on the 13th of April. That date being a Tuesday. There have been plenty of rumours of NXT moving to Tuesday over the past month or so. At this time, WWE has not responded to comments of these reports from PW Insider or other sources, but the production calendar for WrestleMania week very much still states the 13th of April to tape the programme. Potentially, this could be them just taping it in advance for whatever reason. So we've got to keep that in mind. But with all the conversations about NXT moving to Tuesday night, this would seem like the right time to do that, That also means that if NXT do move to Tuesday night, that means 9 straight days of original programming from WWE will be happening around WrestleMania week.
WrestleMania, the greatest live event spectacular in sports entertainment, is back in business.
Welcome to the passion, the pageantry. A night legends will be born.
Finally.
WrestleMania is back.
Last night on Monday Night Raw, it was revealed that WrestleMania 37 tickets set to go on sale this morning have been pulled. So, they've not gone into great detail, have WWE, but they have said very simply that they are still finalizing the ticket situation for WrestleMania. They say we should expect a new on-sale date within the next week. These WrestleMania tickets are like no other. We are doing a wrestling show during the pandemic era. Consequently, they're being sold in blocks and in bubbles in order to keep people socially distanced. And the prices vary quite dramatically from $30-odd all the way up to about $2,500. Now, why this has happened so at such the 11th hour, as we say, we don't quite know. Interesting point made this morning by Gary Cassidy of Sportskeeda. And he says WrestleMania tickets have been moved just hours before they were meant to go on sale. And just hours after UFC announced they would run a show at full capacity in Florida a matter of weeks later. Whether that is connected, we simply don't know at this time, but that is some food for thought. When we know more about it, you will know more at cultaholic.com. Despite the fact that tickets aren't on sale as expected today, the WrestleMania card continues to take shape. Last night on Monday Night Raw, they confirmed that AJ Styles and Omos will be challenging for the Raw Tag Team titles on WrestleMania week. Either night one or night two, we will see AJ go for his first set of tag titles alongside Omos competing in his first official WWE match. Also confirmed last night on Raw, the big one, no doubt the main event for night two, WWE champion Bobby Lashley will be defending that belt against Drew McIntyre. The story has been for many months now that WWE want Drew to have that big feel-good victory in front of a live and lively crowd at WrestleMania 37. So no tickets on sale just yet, but still the card continues to take shape.
The final stop on the road to WrestleMania.
Step on the gas.
WWE Fastlane is Sunday, March 21st, streaming live on Peacock and WWE Network, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Before WrestleMania, the small matter of WWE Fastlane, though, a few matches for that pay-per-view were set last night on Monday Night Raw, with Drew McIntyre set to face Sheamus. I would have personally had a stipulation here where Drew has to beat Sheamus to get a shot at WrestleMania, but I feel like they're keen to make sure that Drew and Bobby is signed and on the dotted line for WrestleMania next month. You could have waited a week. Shane McMahon will face Braun Strowman. We believe this was a match that was going to go on WrestleMania. Still might, but it's definitely happening at Fastlane on Sunday. Also, interesting one this. Set to get, by the looks of things, an intergender match between Randy Orton and Alexa Bliss. Bliss invited Orton to, quote, kick her out of his life. Orton has seemingly accepted that offer for Sunday. So those three matches added last night on Raw to the Fastlane pay-per-view, joining the Intercontinental title match between Big E and Apollo Crews, the women's tag team title match with Nia Jax and Shayna Baszler defending against Sasha Banks and Bianca Belair, and Roman Reigns putting the Universal title on the line with Daniel Bryan, against Daniel Bryan, with either Jey Uso or Edge a special enforcer. Details on plans for Cultaholic predictions ahead of Fastlane coming up on the Cultaholic YouTube channel in the next couple of days.
Asuka ambushing Baszler from behind. And Byron, as we saw before the commercial break, it was 3 weeks ago that Shayna Baszler.
Oh man,
kicked Asuka in the face and a tooth went flying.
Well, and Asuka returned to the favor.
Boom. Oh, and a kick right to the face. The women's tag team champions shell-shocked.
Asuka has become unleashed here
And now Baszler's back up to her feet, and now this match is underway in a hip attack to Baszler. Revenge permeating all throughout the mind right now of Asuka.
As well as a lot of matchmaking on Monday Night Raw last night, we saw a major return for the Raw Women's Champion, Asuka, who was out of action for some time following having a tooth knocked out and a suspected concussion. This was reported by numerous sources that Asuka was at risk of missing WrestleMania altogether. Great to see her back in great form on Monday Night Raw last night. A lot of people saying that it felt like the NXT Asuka, showcasing an edge that she has been really lacking as of late. We'll talk more about the return of Asuka and everything that went down on Monday night in the wrestling world on Raw Graded later on today on the Cultaholic YouTube channel.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Under the Black Hat is the incredible story of Jim Ross, wrestling's most iconic commentator. That can be yours in audiobook form for free when you sign up to Audible via Cultaholic. Get 30 days to try Audible. If you love it, stick around. And if you don't, you can cancel. It won't cost you a penny, but you get to keep the audiobook on us. Find out more at cultaholic.com/audible. AEW have confirmed the signing of a top indie star in Layla Hirsch. She was part of AEW Dark Elevation last night, and Tony Khan tweeted out, "Congratulations and welcome aboard officially to Layla Hirsch. I'm thrilled to have you signed to AEW. Thank you very much to Layla and all of your great fans who support AEW for making this possible." She's been on AEW TV a fair bit, actually, since debuting last October. Her first match in a losing effort against Hikaru Shida. She's also appeared on Dynamite on a couple of occasions as well, and recently was part of the Women's Title Eliminator Tournament. She was one that was definitely due a contract with the company, and now it is officially a thing. Layla Hirsch has kept herself very busy over the last few years. A regular at CZW, she's been part of Stardom, Beyond Wrestling, WXW, and she was fighting Lindsay Snow in Bloodsport this past October. A force to be reckoned with in Layla Hirsch, now signed to AEW. The WWE Thunderdome is on the move again. Tropicana Field has been the home for the past 3 months in St. Petersburg, Florida. However, the Tampa Bay Rays need their stadium back. So John Alba of Spectrum Sports 360 has said that WWE is expected to move operations from Tropicana Field and head to the Youngling Center in Tampa, which is on the campus of the University of South Florida. Wrestling fans of a certain age will remember this is the home to the 1995 Royal Rumble, back when it was called the Sun Dome, the night that Shawn Michaels skinned the cat for the first time to shock the world and win the whole thing. Now, we don't know when this move's going to take place. Judging by the logistical nightmare that it is to move the Thunderdome. And with WrestleMania around the corner, I would assume this is going to be a move that they make once the ground has cooled for WrestleMania. So once they get the two nights of Mania out of the way and the Raw after Mania, maybe then they'll make the move over towards their new home on the campus of the University of South Florida. This will be the third Thunderdome location. It was the Amway all the way back in the summer of last year where the whole thing got set up for the very first time. Got moved there to allow for the sports team to carry on what they were doing, and now it looks like we're on the move again to a whole new place, possibly one that they could be there, they could be at for the remainder of the pandemic. I don't know how much the Youngling Center is required on a day-to-day basis, so that could be a relatively permanent home going forward. Big opportunity for Charlotte coming up. She is going to be part of the Walking Tall remake for the USA Network. This was broken by Deadline Hollywood, who say that it's going to be an adaptation based on the 1973 film, which has a lot of creative license around it. Dwayne The Rock Johnson was in a 2004 version where the real story, the life of Tennessee Sheriff Buford Pusa, was very much mucked around with. And The Rock in the 2004 version played a returning US serviceman fighting corruption in his hometown. This version is going to feature Charlotte Flair playing a cop from Tucson, Arizona, quote, who finds herself caught in a web of fraud, exploitation and murder and is forced to go full vigilante to protect her hometown from falling victim to modern corruption. WWE Studios producing this one as well. Charlotte set to become the next Dwayne The Rock Johnson, kinda. Another match has been added to NWA's return pay-per-view, Back to the Attack, which is going down this Sunday on Fight TV. We're going to see, in a top contenders match for the NWA Women's World Championship, Thunder Rosa taking on Camille. Now, Camille, you'll remember from NWA Power as the muscle who stood by Nick Aldis and kept him out of bother. Now, Thunder Rosa, former NWA Women's World Champion in her own right. There was a little bit of teasing of stuff between these two before Power went off air, so I'm glad they're picking this story back up. So that match is going down along with a four-way featuring Jack Stane, Slice Boogie, Jordan Clearwater and Crimson, as well as Nick Aldis defending his NWA World Heavyweight Championship against Aaron Stevens. Chris Jericho, along with other fans of Van Halen, are very upset with the Grammys this morning, calling the tribute to Eddie Van Halen inadequate. Jericho got extremely upset online about the mere 15 seconds devoted to Eddie Van Halen during the entire Grammys show. A lot of people feel it wasn't enough. Jericho did as well and very passionately tweeted, "Hey, Recording Academy, no tribute to Eddie Van Halen tonight. You and your Bull SH1T Awards can go F your A. Don't ever try to give my band a nomination. I'd rather win a Razzie." Incidentally, Chris Jericho is a four-time Slammy Award winner. He is indeed. He won Superstar of the Year in 2008, Tag Team of the Year with The Big Show in 2009. He won the Oh My Moment in 2009 as well, that time when Michael Cole was sick on him. And he also won the Extreme Moment of the Year in 2014 when he hit a crossbody off the cage on Bray Wyatt. I mean, that has no bearing on the Van Halen thing. I think he should have got a much, much better tribute. But it's just nice to see that Jericho's won himself four Slammies, isn't it? Twitch.tv/Cultaholic. It is See You Next Tuesday Night with leader Adam Pacitti. Some awful classic British telly, Adam Pacitti, and a whole lot of nonsense. That's from 6 p.m. tonight at twitch.tv/Cultaholic. On the Cultaholic podcast feed, it is back after a prolonged absence. The Cultaholic Classic SmackDown review with Matthew Gregg and myself watching old episodes of SmackDown from the very, very beginning. We are on the road to SummerSlam 2000 and we pick up the pace just 2 weeks out from that massive event. That's on the podcast feed later on today. On the Cultaholic YouTube channel, it is Tuesday, which means we look back on Monday Night Wrestling, Raw graded, and the WTF moments from Monday Night Raw later on today as well. Also, as you are on our YouTube channel, check out not just a new list that we dropped over the weekend that harkens back to the classic days of WCW with the 10 best Nitro moments ever. But if you haven't watched it yet, check out Ross answering your biggest assumptions of Cultaholic. There is a certain Adam who keeps being brought up with our channel, and it's not Pachiti. Ross addresses it. You're going to want to watch that at youtube.com/cultaholic. And check out cultaholic.com right now for the latest on the WrestleMania ticket sales being pushed back. And whilst you're there, find out 10 incredible things you didn't know about WrestleMania 20. I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Love you, bye. For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.